Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when you do thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have the glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Matthew chapter 6, 1-2. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If you cannot do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? Luke chapter 12 verses 22-28. And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Luke chapter 12 verses 29-31. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Luke chapter 12 verses 32-34. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. Mark chapter 10 verse 19. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Mark chapter 11 verse 26. This is really important, you have to know this. Jesus speaks plainly. The kingdom of God is not for the anxious, the greedy, the self-glorifying, or the unforgiving. It is for those who trust the Father, give in secret, forgive from the heart, and seek what cannot be taken away. This world chases food, clothing, applause, and control. But Jesus calls his followers to something higher, the treasure that does not fail. Jesus warned that even the beauty of Solomon was nothing compared to a lily God dressed, and yet, many still trust in wealth more than in the one who clothes the grass. Jesus declared that forgiveness is not optional, because the Father's mercy cannot flow to those who withhold it from others. He made it clear, those who live for the praise of men already have their reward. It ends here. It dies with them. Jesus leaves no room for divided priorities. You either live for eternity or you don't. You either store up treasure in heaven or you waste your life chasing dust. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And where your heart is will decide everything when this life ends.